gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, DTF, Dylan. It's playoff time.
Let's make sure this episode does not get deleted this time.
Yeah, somehow we recorded the Week 18 recap and the file got corrupted and just decided to off itself.
So what we're going to do for you, to save ourselves and you the time, we're going to do the fastest weekend recap ever. And then we're going to get into the wild card weekend with the lad. We have the lad coming on here in a few minutes as soon as his donkey fires up.
Yeah, but he had to settle for a donkey when he was in Oklahoma.
Oh.
As his only way home.
Brandon, are you ready for the fastest recap?
Yes, I got you.
All right, starting. Ready?
Dun, 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 dun.
Starting on Saturday, January 6th, the Steelers beat the Ravens while the Ravens were at home in the rain. The Texans faced off against the Colts at the Colts Stadium, and it was a late game showdown as the Texans come away on top basically because of a fourth down failure. On Sunday, January 7th, the Bengals and Browns happened. Not going to talk about that game because the Bengals destroyed the Browns with their backup big booty quarterback, Jeff Driscoll. The Buccaneers faced off against the Panthers while putting on a goose egg, 3 field goals, 9-0. The Lions take on the Vikings, and they win 30-20. The Jets are hosted by the Patriots in what looked like Bill Belichick's last game, and it ended up being his last game as a Patriot. Jets 17, Patriots 3. The Saints put on a whomping to the Falcons, 48-17, as they run up the score, and Jameis Winston just decides to get Jamal Williams a touchdown at the very end of the game. Titans hosting Jaguars for what could have been a spoiler season game, as the Titans end up coming out on top, 28-20. Jaguars eliminated. Seahawks had their own fate in another team's hands, but they come out on top against the Cardinals, 21-20. And the Cardinals missed a game-winning field goal, I believe, for that one. Next, we have the Packers facing the Bears. Packers win and they're in. Bears win and Packers eliminated. Packers win 17-9. Chiefs facing off against the Chargers. Chargers were the favorites of the game, and the Chiefs come out on top 13-12. Raiders playing in a meaningless game against the Broncos win 27-14. The Giants just put a whomping on the Eagles 27-10. Jalen Hurts has not thrown a ball since this game when he hurt his finger. The Rams beat up on a backup filled 49ers team 21-20. And Puka breaks a record for a single season rookie receptions and reception yards. And then they said, get that man out of there. The Cowboys put a whomping on the Commanders, 38-10. Not much there. And to cap off Week 18 and the regular season, the Buffalo Bills go into Miami, and they come out on top, 21-14. Dolphins fall to the 6th seed. Bills move up to the 2 seed. And that was your Week 18 fastest recap, presented by DTF.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Magnificent! All right, so we're still waiting on the lad and his donkey to load up at the moment. So I guess we'll go ahead and just get right into some of the news that happened since Week 18. We had a lot of firings.
A lot of crap's happened. A lot of stuff's happened this week.
Yeah, a lot of legends now currently jobless. Some sort of just different roles, but we'll go ahead and get into it. We'll start off with the first non-NFL one. Nick Saban decided to retire from coaching from Alabama, and he wants to move to the booth. I think that he's pretty much done in general. I think he's been on the Pat McAfee show this whole year. I don't see him going back at all.
Saban's been on the Pat McAfee show?
Yeah, they have him on every week.
Oh, see, I don't really watch him, so I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so I think he has a strong interest in working in the booth and on TV. All the power to him. He doesn't have anything else to prove other than that he's just the greatest college football coach of all time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Next, we had Draymond Green. He returned to the NBA and considered retirement until he talked to Adam Silver, and Adam Silver convinced him to stay. Damn you, Adam Silver. But yeah, he's back, and the Warriors still suck. Eric Spoelstra is now the highest paid head coach, got a huge extension. Kawhi Leonard gets a payday, 3-year
Before
extension,
you
just to sit for one.
move on from Eric Spoelstra, let it be known that the Miami Heat waited until his divorce finalized for him to get that extension and $120 million.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, he was going through a divorce, and the Miami Heat waited until he finalized his divorce so that his ex-wife wouldn't take half the money.
Wow.
They were for the boys.
Yeah, Pat Riley's for the boys. Absolutely. Dylan, you want to go ahead and start off with these coaching firings? I gotta get Leia out of this room.
Yes. So right away, the Falcons got rid of Arthur Smith. Not a surprise there, as he had 3 top 10 picks in the last 3 years, and he's done nothing with it. I think finishing 7-9 and 7-10. I believe that was their record all 3 years as a head coach. No surprise there. Also, no surprise, Ron Rivera is out as the Washington Commanders head coach. Sleepy Ron just was donezo. I think he retires at this point.
Yeah, I think so too. One thing I would like to mention with Arthur Smith, every time they were in the draft, they picked 8th overall.
And I think they
Every
have
time.
8th overall this year.
Yep.
Very strange.
The number 8 curves.
Moving on. This was out of the blue and uncalled for, in my opinion. Mike Vrabel out at the out as the Tennessee Titans head coach. I don't think this was deserved. I think you have to take a long, hard look in the mirror if you're the Titans organization. It was not his fault that they didn't win. They're blaming it on the way he talked about the Patriots organization when he was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. I mean, he won multiple Super Bowls with them.
Yeah, as a player.
As a player, it wasn't like he was a coach. So a little sad if that's their excuse, but don't blame Mike Vrabel when the Titans organization trades AJ Brown on game day and they only get Treylon Burks in return. I don't think that was an equitable trade. I don't think that giving up AJ Brown was worth risking it for a draft pick at that point. I mean, take the contract. Jesus, look what AJ Brown's been doing. So just disappointed that they fired Mike Vrabel. The other two firings that were, presentable this weekend, definitely saw those coming, but not Mike Vrabel. So you gotta wonder with Bill Belichick's retirement news today if Mike Vrabel is the next candidate for the Patriots job.
Yeah, I think he's a perfect replacement for Bill Belichick. And like you said, I didn't think it was deserved to go out that way. And they tried saying that they didn't want to miss out on their ideal head coach that they want to hire. I
Right.
it's just not the way you treat probably your best coach that you've ever had.
Yeah. I would like to
Wacko for Flacco?
I
Flacco fan since 23.
that's dope.
would like to take this time to welcome back the lad. It has been a minute. This man has been degenerately gambling down in Oklahoma. He's clawed his way back. He's been bull blitzing. He is back.
You know,
Welcome back.
I was planning on coming on here last week because I had some important information to tell all the fellow degenerates, and then I didn't get an invite. When you start, you guys hear me here? What's going on here? I'm getting some sort of pop-up message here. But when you start off a new year, you know what that only it only means one thing. The most important thing it means, you're even for the year. That's very important. Now I'm not even for the year because I did go to the casino first weekend possible in the new year. But you start off 2024 even, no matter what. You're clean slate. 2023 never happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sure, you got a fair point.
Oh,
I
I
am.
actually want to collect some coins on this one because if you go back to the first time I ever came on this show, I said that they should fire Mike Vrabel back in like, I don't know, week six or something after they played the Colts. I said, that's bullshit. Get that guy out of here. I said it. Go back, review footage.
I just think you got to look at the talent on the team. I mean, their defense is just solid. Their offensive line sucks ass. You're relying on Tannehill and a rookie quarterback all year. And Derrick Henry is like on the verge of either retiring or becoming the next Ezekiel Elliott, just signing 1 year. I don't think Mike Vrabel deserved that. It could be a little biased because he's a Buckeye, but it didn't make sense to me.
I still think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Playoffs 4 out of 6 years, having almost gone to the Super Bowl in one of them.
Yeah, finishing with a number one seed as well. I think that was, what, the following year?
Wasn't he the coach of the year like 2 years ago or last year?
I don't think it was last year.
It might have been when they were the first seed.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit, but, you know, you're just going to move on. It's the way of the fucking road, boys. But, all right. Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, Jason, so you said you're already down?
No, we're not down. No, okay, no way. We're in the green, brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought we were both in the green. I know Brandon's not because he bet on the Steelers and George Pickens, but
yeah, no, I'm down in the hole a little bit, but you know, I'm still gonna bounce back. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I had a nice parlay come through on Saturday week. I had I don't do names well if you guys don't remember this by now, but I had, what's his face? Oh, Deontay Johnson touchdown scorer in the first game. Boom, 70 yards up the middle of the field. Didn't even see it happen, but my sports book sure saw it happen. So that was still a green one in that parlay. And then there's another one that was also green that actually happened to be a boom, 70 yards up the field. First play of the game. Is that guy's name? Nico Collins.
Yep.
Little boom, boom. While I'm in the casino, look up. Oh, that guy's running down the middle of the field. Hopefully CJ Stroud puts it in a bucket. Not this week, but last week, right in a bucket to Nico Collins. Cash it, first play of the game.
I was reading some numbers and it was showing that like CJ Stroud was like 26th or 28th in the league against I don't know if it was man to man or whatever the Browns really focus on their running on defense, but it looks like CJ Stroud's gonna have a hard time against our secondary and our defense, which he should have a hard time with our, you know, defensive front. But I don't know, I
guess Martin Emerson doesn't get 16 pass interferences and 14 holding calls, we should be all right.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And it stinks that Delpit won't be back for this game, as he did just come off the IR. He is still out for this game. Denzel Ward hurts his knee in practice today. Not sure if he's going to be good to go Saturday. But I think the way this team's been running this year, it doesn't matter who's in or out. I think this team is dogs. They're full of people who are, you know, next man up and ready to go. So, go Browns. If you guys want to jump into this game, this is the first game on the slate, 4:30 on Saturday. I'm excited for this game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be bittersweet if we lose. Obviously, the Browns had a, like, just amazing run. Amazing run. This season was not supposed to happen. You know, Nick Chubb goes down. Deshaun goes down. The Browns beat the Niners. The Browns beat the Ravens. The Browns win 11 games with a banged up team and a fourth string, we'll call him fourth string quarterback. But if they lose to the Texans and CJ Stroud, I won't be mad because CJ Stroud is a dog too. But what I will be mad about is I know the Texans will get bounced in the next round. So I think we have a fighting chance of going all the way than the Texans do.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think that we would compete with a lot more teams than the Texans are able to at the moment. I think our defense is able to at least keep us in games, and Flacco can manage a game better than anyone on our roster right now. Literally, the whole team's just night and day difference since the day he walked in. Yeah, I'm loving the Browns' chances. I think that we come away with this one. Not easily, but I don't think it'll be too much of a problem as long as our defense shows up.
Right.
Yeah, I know in that first matchup, Stroud wasn't playing, right? But
No.
I don't think it was even him. I mean, whoever the hell the quarterback was had no time to throw the ball. It seemed like they were overwhelmed the entire time. So let's get after him early and often and just absolutely fire on this guy and just get it rolling right from the get-go. You know what I mean? But for gambling standpoint, I will not be touching this one because, my emotions are already too involved in this one, so I don't need to put any financial, emotional into this game. Emotional factors. Forgot the factors in that word, but we don't need any of that.
Yeah, and
Go Browns.
actually to bounce off of what Jason just said, if you remember in that Colts Texans game, when the Texans started to slow down just a little bit, that was because the Colts were getting after him fast. Whoever that defensive end is that they have, I always
The
forget.
Buckner.
No, started with an E. I don't know. He was flying around the edge and just giving problems. That's something that the Browns definitely need this weekend. I honestly want this to be a blowout.
Here's the one common denominator between these two games. Joe Flacco went up against the Texans defense. CJ Stroud is not on the Texans defense. Joe Flacco threw 300 fucking passing yards and like 270 of them to Amari Cooper alone against this defense. He's going to do it again. The only difference is CJ Stroud is playing and our defense has to work a little harder than they did against Case Keenum. We got this. That's a 2-point spread. If you are a degenerate gambler, you are betting the Browns 2-point spread, and you might even do an alternate, maybe even a 4 or 5 point spread. I really do think we're going to win by 2 touchdowns plus.
Yeah,
I think that this game is looking on paper like it's supposed to be closer than it's going to be. I think that this game is a sports book's dream. I think they want everyone to think, oh, the Texans have a chance. We're going to make them the underdogs. And they made the Browns the favorites, which we are, but they're just collecting stupid money thinking that anyone's going to bet on the Texans to win this game. I just think the Browns have this one in the bag.
6 hours ago today, splits at DraftKings Sportsbooks, 69% were on the Browns.
Yeah. The
So.
only play I have on this game is Browns kicker Riley Patterson, 1.5 PATs. All I'm
Big
asking
kicker
for
guy.
is big kicker guy. That is why I'm profitable this year. That's why I'm in the green. I'm gonna leave
Yep.
it at that.
If you remember, you started off 2024. Even
I did.
you weren't down,
Nope.
sure as hell weren't up anything, but you sure as hell weren't down anything. You were just a gray, even keel, even.
Yep.
Now we're
And
green, brother.
I am very green. Took a very small bonus bet on a Thursday, and by Monday it was very profitable. So we have found a method to the madness, and I'm sticking with it. I've got Riley Patterson, 1.5 PATs. I believe in Joe Flacco getting touchdowns. I believe in our kicker this weekend. He is almost perfect in indoor games.
1.5?
Yeah.
Dude, you don't have to say that on air, bro. They're gonna hear us. ESPN Bet's gonna hear us, and you're never gonna win a dime again on a kicker because they're gonna move it up to 2.5 like Caesars has it, bro.
Well, that's why we keep finessing ESPN bets until they figure it out.
You might as well just take out like personal loan, like 10 G's and put it on. Get a
Yeah.
little quick
I'm
wire transfer on there.
gonna end up like Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems, though.
No, you'll be all right. It's just 1.5 field goals. What's the odds on that?
So I placed the bet on, oh, let's see what day I placed it. I placed it on, what day was the 9th? 2 days ago. So Tuesday. Riley Patterson, 1.5 extra points made, is at -260. So it's it wasn't the greatest value, but I had I had to mix it in a parlay. So I did two separate parlays. I'll get into my other picks, but just know that the picks that I say in the coming games are involved. I have 2 3-leg parlays. Both include Riley Patterson and 1.5 extra points made.
So here's the thing, right? So you like the field goals. So that means that they have to get 2 touchdowns. So this is how you win some real money. You got to think, okay, well, they got to score 2 touchdowns. How are they going to score those 2 touchdowns? Well, we can't run the ball for shit right now. So take Flacco over 1.5 passing touchdowns as well, and that's where you get your 2 touchdowns from, which is probably also juice, but you probably get yourself a little even money parlay there.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking outside the box here, you know, finding angles.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm just sticking as close to, you know, 100 plus 100 as possible.
Yeah, I'm just tossing that one off there for the lads, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Save the lads.
Yeah, I'm running it back this week with my Joe Flacco strict parlay. 300 plus passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Won me about $100 the other week.
What are the odds?
Let's see. I haven't even submitted it yet, but I just know I'm going to run with it. I have foreseen this game.
Cold. I like that. Plus 117 for that Flacco and Patterson parlay. Not bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's on Caesars, too. You probably get that at like plus 400 on ESPN, but.
I'm going to look on DraftKings right now. Let's see. Pass touchdowns, Flacco, plus. It's only at 1.5.
Yeah, no, that's shit. Crazy.
What's crazy, what's really crazy is pass touchdowns, it's minus 130 for under 1.5. That man is throwing for 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, even if you wanted to do 300 yards and 2 touchdowns, it's plus 240. 3 touchdowns, which I'm feeling, plus 531.
His line's at 268, so we should hammer the over 268, right? You can do alternate, though. So what's the alternate? Where's the 300 at? Passing over 300 plus. And where is the special teams?
You know what I love? We get the first game, and I can't bet the first game. So the rest of the weekend, they're all standalone games. So you have to fire on them, which is awesome. It's going to be a great weekend.
You want to know what's wild? If you look at special teams props, Fairbairn, extra points made. Fairbairn, field goals made. Riley Patterson, field goals made. Fairbairn, kicking points. They don't have anything for extra points made for Patterson. I'm telling you, dude, some of these sports books are behind on the finessing. So there's a 30% boost right now on DraftKings. So if you did Flacco over 1.5 passing touchdowns and 300 yards, the odds are plus 416. It's not bad. Good stuff.
On to the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next matchup, it's going to be featured on Peacock.
Peacock only.
Yeah, Peacock only. Miami Dolphins are visiting the Kansas
Stream
City.
East?
Yeah, it's going to be a Stream East game for me.
Don't tell them our secrets.
You already did. We're giving free money away here.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a Peacock subscription. That's all.
Have it?
No.
Oh, you can use mine.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't know you didn't have Peacock.
No. Why don't you just give everyone your password?
All right, so it is. Did you get that?
Yep.
Okay.
Little do you know, I know how to read lips better than anyone you know.
But all I was saying, I was just doing this.
Yeah, I can put that into your language. All right, let's go. Let's get after here.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking here?
This spread's going to be 4.5, over under 43.5. Going to be cold as fuck at this game. Even though the Chiefs have been playing like shit, I'm thinking I'm going to hammer that Chiefs money line. Defense has been playing really good this year. Pretty much the only reason they're halfway relevant. I'm just going to stick with Chiefs money line on this.
The narrative is that the Miami Dolphins can't play in the cold. But I think that the Miami Dolphins forget, or I'm sorry, that the people forget that Tyreek Hill played in Kansas City for all those years. And he is their number one weapon for the Dolphins. I don't know what the status is of everybody's health, but if the Miami Dolphins are full strength on offense, it's going to be tough to stop them. But the Dolphins' defense is picked apart right now. So, I mean, there's going to be a good chance that this Pacheco just runs all the way through this, you know, Miami defensive line, and they're banged up at linebacker. So, I don't know. I don't necessarily want to bet on this game, if I'm being honest.
You have to.
If I have to do anything, I'm betting the under 43.5 points.
It's in the constitution of gambling. If it's a standalone game, you have to bet it. And then if I look on the schedule here, everybody standalone game, so you have to bet it.
Under 43.5.
Under? I actually saw a stat I'm trying to find on this under here. Said something about temperatures and cold weather games and playoffs. If it's under a certain number, they're hitting at like a 14-4-1 rate or some shit. And yeah, I'll be honest,
I'm pretty sure the
I
under.
I think we just get after them and root for some points on this one because we have to bet it.
Did the under hit when they played in Germany?
It had to have. It was only 21-14.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 48. Or wait, no. It was 51.5. 51.5 over. Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, let's get after him here. Under 44, I'm getting on my end. Don't matter, I'll take that. Oh, I get 43.5 on my end, actually. I'll take it. That's a lot of points, but I'm not scared. Dude, can you imagine going in this game and freezing your ass off?
No, the coldest I've ever been was at a Browns game when I was like 10. It was like negative, maybe 10, negative 8. I mean, it was just under zero.
Yeah, there was one time I went with my dad and my brother, and we were sitting on the opposite side where your seats are and getting blasted in the face with wind. Didn't even make it to kickoff. They were playing the Chargers. We just got up and walked out, and everybody that was walking in still was like, "You're going the wrong way." We're like, "Yeah, we're not sitting through this. Let's get the hell out of here."
I will always remember that cold game because we played the Steelers, and that was the first time I ever saw the Browns Steelers live, and we won, and they sacked Roethlisberger like 8 times, and I guess it was like at the time like the most times the team's ever sacked Roethlisberger. So it was pretty cool to see that in person.
Well, speaking of Roethlisberger, this next matchup, we got the Steelers visiting the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Bills, the newly number 2 seed, are the pretty heavy favorites in this one with a 9.5 point spread and over under 35.5.
So this is a game that's mixed in my two parlays. In one of the parlays, I have Tyler Bass, 1.5 field goals. I'm sorry, 1.5 PATs. The other one is just straight up Buffalo's money line.
Okay. I like the PATs.
I love the kickers. That's like my favorite thing about it now.
Yeah, 9.5 point spread's a little crazy. Yeah, I might just stick safe and go Bills money line on this one. I don't want to do over under because I just don't know what Josh Allen I'm getting.
You could probably bet on a Josh Allen interception or two.
Possibly, yeah, no, that's true.
Wait, the Bills played the Steelers this year?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. 27-15. Steelers won. Let me tell you this one, though. So I'm getting double-digit number on mine, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 10. Last time they were double-digit favors, or there's double-digit spread on in this matchup. The Bills covered 14. So give me the Bills here at 10.
I like it. I think it's going to be a blowout. They're going to be able to stop the Bills offense, and I don't think Mason Rudolph is going to show up to play this game. So, Brandon, do not bet on George Pickens this week.
I will not be betting on George Pickens from here on out, or if it's a Pittsburgh Steeler in general.
I'm just not going to be able to watch a game with the Pittsburgh Steelers and have a horse in the race that's named the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, no, the only reason I bet on Pickens last week, I knew what stakes were on the line for him. I saw the odds. He had just had back-to-back weeks of 130-plus receiving yards and a touchdown. I'm like, shit, this is too juicy not to hit with all these stakes on it. Go ahead and let's let it fly. And that's what I get for betting on the Steelers.
This game's going to be dog shit.
Yeah. I actually really like this next game.
I was just about to say, they have a bigger spread than this next game than I thought they would. Next, we've got the Cowboys hosting the Packers. And to finalize my two parlays, I have the Cowboys money line. I am confident in the Cowboys in the first round. I know what you're saying, Brandon, off the podcast about McCarthy choking. But he's going to at least make it to the second round, whether it's against the Lions or it's against the Eagles if the Rams beat the Lions. But I think Cowboys win this game by a million. I think the 7-point spread is just fake. I just don't see how the Packers are going to play well against this Cowboys defense. I think the real Jordan Love's going to show up. I don't know. I feel really confident about the Cowboys this week.
So now that you said that, if Jordan Love has a good game, is Jordan Love the real deal?
I mean, he's already had a better like first year than Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. So, yeah, he is the real deal. But I don't see.
Could you just imagine if they do it again? Like the fact that they had Favre to Rodgers, like if they can do it again in that type of organization that doesn't have an actual owner, like that's just incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible. They've had stupid luck.
It would just show, but it would just show that they're an elite franchise. Like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just crazy that they don't have an owner throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's, you know, normally, I mean, obviously the GM is going to call most of the shots throughout draft process, but the owner is always going to be involved, and it's like they don't have an owner that's involved. I mean, I'm sure they got, like, a president or some shit that's involved, but still very impressive.
Yeah, and I will always go back to Jordan Love lost in the Alamo Bowl to Dustin Crum. Nevada lost to Kent State.
Dude, can you imagine going to college at UNLV?
No.
You'd be doing so much gambling. I'd get an NIL deal from Caesars. I'd probably be a bit of a...
You just see Jason
out at Caesars. About gambling.
You see him out at Caesars advertisement.
That'd be fire.
Yeah, use promo code BUYER50.
I haven't seen any college players for any sports book yet.
Probably because it's illegal.
You think?
I bet money.
Yeah, probably. Probably NCAA, yeah. Before we do move into the next game, I did want to point out that... Wait.
I'm taking the Cowboys 7. This is going to be Dak Prescott written all over it where he's going to have a great game and everyone's going to be saying he's the best thing ever and then next week he's going to get shit on.
Thank you. I needed that support.
Yeah, I'm half considering the Cowboys spread, but I'm not going to lie. It's still tempting to get that Packers money line But I don't like how much hype is being built up now on the Packers upsetting the Cowboys. Dak's going to be coming in this game pissed off. But I think it's going to be a really good game, though.
Yeah. Telling you, Cowboys money line. Oof. But that 7-point spread's really nice.
Yeah. But all right, let's go ahead and move into Sunday night. We got Matt Stafford's return and Jason's LA Rams visiting the Detroit Lions with 3-point spread and over under 51.5. Lions are the favorites playing in Detroit, but this is looking to be a lot closer matchup than expected from a 3-6 seed playoff matchup.
This game I had circled on my playoff bracket. I think that this game determines a lot of things. I think the Rams will win this game. I think it's written in the stars for the Rams to win. It just doesn't make sense for the Lions to lose, but it makes all the sense for the Rams to win. Matthew Stafford coming back to Detroit, he's going to feel like he's at home. He's got Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. They got a defense that seems like they're pretty legit with Aaron Donald. And in my opinion, this Rams team has just gotten started. I mean, they have found a way to win this the rest of the season after not having a hot start. The Rams are kind of scary. And this Lions team just lost to the Cowboys by, you know, 1-2 points. They're pissed. They're ready to play. But this, I just don't know if they can handle this playoff atmosphere. The Rams have won a Super Bowl. They've won multiple games late in the game. Is Dan Campbell ready for this? I think he is. But I still got Rams, and I think this is going to be the underdog of the week.
I like that. I like that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go Lions money line. It's hard for me to bet against the Rams, but I just have a gut feeling the Lions are going to pull this off. I also don't think Matt Stafford is going to play that great. I don't think he'll play bad, but I just feel like it's going to take him to the second half. I could easily see this game going either way, but I'm just going to say fuck it and go Lions money line on this.
If the Rams can run the ball, they will win this game by 10. Let me tell you, because you watch them play when they run the shit out of the ball and they can run it effectively. No one's beating them. I can tell you that much. But It's if they can run the ball is the question. And yes, you know, when Brandon introduced the game, yes, backing them heavy back in the early going of the season there, said just get me to the playoffs, and here we are, gentlemen. We're in the playoffs. Give me the Rams straight up money line. Who gives a shit about the points? Just give it to me straight.
Yep.
Okay. I like that.
If the Rams win and both my parlays hit, I am putting a significant amount of money on the Buccaneers money line with this next game. But I just, this Rams game, I just have so much confidence in this Matthew Stafford matchup. If this hits, I'm going to
He's a dog, dude. He goes out there and gets punched in the face every single game, kicked in the nuts, and he gets up and he plays. He's a dog.
Yeah. No, he is a dog.
Did you guys see that clip of the draft room when they were talking about Puka Nacua?
No.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I'll have to send it to you guys. So there was a clip, and it's kind of like how, like, the Browns have their little, like, building the Browns. They had a clip from the Rams, and it was draft day, and they were talking about this kid from BYU, and oh, here's his strengths, here's his weaknesses, and Sean McVay saying what he wants out of a wide receiver. He wants him to be able to run, to be able to catch, to be able to, you know, open the field, this and that. And they're like, you know, do you think this is the right play? And he goes, I'm telling you, we're going to get a steal in the 5th round or 6th round, wherever they got Puka. And the GM was right. So he called his shot and then, you know, called Puka and said, you know, how would you like to get picked up by the LA Rams in the 5th round here? And obviously Puka said, I'd love it. And I think they made the pick of a lifetime that Puka Nacua is going to have a great career there in LA.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been battling injury all year. Get up and keep playing.
Fuck, guys, you got me switching over to the Rams now. You got me fucking Giants now. I'm hyped.
They're like the Raiders, but, you know, not the Raiders.
Yeah.
Gritty. You know, no fans because LA sucks. But yeah.
Yeah.
Nakua.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this last super wild card weekend matchup. We got Monday Night Football. The Eagles are visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a 3-point spread and over under 43.5. Buccaneers are currently the underdogs at home. Boys, I'm going to let you guys start off with this one.
What has been my one rule all year? One rule, if anything, when it comes to the Buccaneers. Don't bet against Baker Mayfield. He is the king of underdogs. He is the underdog. He is still a Cleveland Brown at heart. He is a dog. This Tampa Bay Buccaneers team did not score a single touchdown against the Carolina Panthers, and that may scare a lot of people to bet on them this week against this Eagles. This Eagles defense sucks so much ass right now. I think Baker has a really good game. I also think that this Eagles team, with A.J. Brown possibly being out with a knee injury, Jalen Hurts hasn't even thrown a single football this week since last weekend. Jalen Hurts might be limited. I mean, he'll play, but his play calling might be limited. He might be doing a lot of options, a lot of RPOs. They're going to rely on Swift a lot this game, but I don't think that the Buccaneers defense is going to allow that run game. It's going to be a very low-scoring game. I'm betting the under 43.5 points. But, like I said, if the Rams win and both my parlays hit, I'm putting a significant amount on the Buccaneers money line to upset the Eagles and bounce them from the fucking first round.
You know, Dylan, I like where your head's at on that. Because I want to go Buccaneers money line, but I like that under 43.5. I just don't know if these teams are going to be putting up the points. Depends on what Eagles we get and what Baker Mayfield we get at the end of the day. But I'm leaning towards that Buccaneers money line. Fuck it. Let's go. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, baby.
Hell of a promo, gentlemen. Hell of a promo. Give me the Eagles. Points. Don't give a shit. Let's go.
I think that if they lose this game, Jason Kelce retires.
Yeah, and this game was close when they played in the regular season too. They played on Monday night.
This game feels like a 17-7 type of game. Could go either way.
I'm feeling more of a 20-17.
I was listening to 92.3 The Fan this morning on my drive, and they pulled up a clip from a Philly radio talk, and they're running Sirianni out of town there. They're like, we got Bill Belichick on open on the market, and, you know, he's the best coach of this generation. We got to get this guy. I'm like, you guys were just in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Like, who would ever want to coach for that city? Like, that's ridiculous.
That city's fucked up.
Yeah, they'll run anybody out of town.
It's even worse than Pittsburgh, which is kind of crazy. These Pennsylvania folk just got a couple screws loose, I might have to say.
Yep. What's everybody's favorite game that's not the Cleveland Browns Texans? What are you guys looking forward to watching? If you had to pick one out of the whole weekend to watch, what would it be? And that was the only one you could watch.
Probably Rams, Lions.
Can I do a combo?
Yeah.
Off of one factor.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, Dolphins, and Steelers, Buffalo. Even though that Steelers game's gonna suck, I can't wait to just see like all the players in their big old jackets. And just like they're like huffing and puffing, and they just got like a vape cloud coming out their helmet, like it's badass.
There is a report that this Pittsburgh Buffalo game could be played at Cleveland Browns Stadium this Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that, but in a different form of saying that it was bullshit and it wasn't happening. So I don't know who your source is, but I talked to Roger Goodell myself.
My source is Brandon Hunter Park.
Hey, man, I just saw a tweet and it started going viral. Yeah, I haven't heard anything since.
I saw a tweet saying, like, oh, it's all bullshit. And I was like, oh, that must be Roger Goodell on a burner.
I don't think that a city like that would give up a home playoff game.
For it just being cold now.
Well, no, but isn't there supposed to be a bunch of snow coming in, or is it just cold weather?
I don't know.
I haven't checked the forecast in Buffalo, but how fitting would it be for the Steelers to come play in Cleveland and get their ass whooped in front of a bunch of fans? I mean, I don't think a lot of Cleveland fans would go, but like I even said, like I'd buy tickets if it was here. Like, why
yeah,
not?
I probably would. Yeah, I think the weather is supposed to be kind of shitty, but
Could you imagine Bill's Mafia in the fucking uni lot?
Yeah, that'd be fucking nuts.
Dude, if they have it, oh no, it's Sunday. Never mind. It's Saturday. It's supposed to be like high of 45. I was like, oh, 1 o'clock, but it's gonna be high of 24, low of 13. If they move to here, you're not seeing my ass at that game.
Yeah, no way.
I'm most excited for Rams Lions as well.
Yeah.
Well. I just love the storylines of this wild card. You know, if it was Deshaun Watson, you got Deshaun Watson playing the Texans. But in this case, it's just a rematch of Christmas Eve. I like it. Tyreek going back to Kansas City after he said he would play in Kansas City this year, and it ended up being Munich, Germany. Very fitting that his return was in the playoffs in an elimination game. McCarthy versus the Packers. I think that's going to be a great game. You know, you've got Goff and Stafford, the big trade, the franchise quarterback trade, which ended up resulting in a Rams Super Bowl after Goff couldn't get it done. And just the banged up Eagles, who have lost, what, 5 out of the last 6 games. Can they do it against the Baker Mayfield-led Buccaneers after he just got his $1 million bonus for making the playoffs? This wild card weekend is going to be wild.
No, absolutely. Looking forward to it for sure.
I hope it's a very profitable weekend for us all.
Yeah, real quick, I have a question for Jason real quick. What did you think about Jameis Winston's fake kneeling play with Jamal Williams?
Dude, I honestly had no idea what was going on. I don't know what exactly happened on Sunday that I kind of missed everything and just saw, like, people dogging him. But kind of awesome, man. He's a team guy, you know what I mean? He's teammates, best friend. You know, got to get that guy in there.
That was legendary.
Yeah, and some people were ridiculing him for running up the score. But at the same time, fuck it. No, get my man the touchdown. He led the league in touchdowns last year.
I think he bet a shit ton of money on whoever that was that scored the touchdown.
Jamal Williams.
Yeah, a lot of money and won a shit ton of money. I think that's what happened.
No, fuck it. Yeah, I the only reason that I could see why people would get upset is it was a fake kneel. But you know what? Fuck it. You guys were losing by 30 fucking points anyways.
Yeah, but that's what he said. He's like, the other 41 points didn't make him mad. Like, what was another touchdown gonna do?
He got in the huddle and he said, "We good?" They said, "We good." So I said, "We good then."
The best one. Hold on, I gotta see if I saved it. There was one that actually made me laugh out loud. And I've seen a couple of memes this week that actually made me fucking laugh. Like the Jews under New York City. There was one that really made me cackle. It's this picture of Jameis in the huddle. And it says, "DA must stand for a dumbass if he thinks I'm taking a knee. Fake knee 21 blast on one." But, yep. Football is over. I got to take Brandon out for steak. Bears did not fulfill my prophecy of winning the NFC North this year. Brandon, do you want to run it back next season?
Man, I think we at least got to wait for the draft. We waited for the draft last time. I want to see what they do. I want to see what they do.
Okay.
We're going for the same conference again?
No.
Or
Same
We
division?
got to change it. We got to change it
No,
up.
it'll be a different conference, but I'm thinking it's going to probably be the NFC
AFC.
South. Oh,
Yeah,
what do you?
that's no that one. That one
All
or
right.
AFC South is also good.
I like
That's
that. I like
competitive
that.
as well.
I think
Both
that
are kind of dogged it.
the Texans should have the AFC South locked up for a couple years. Assuming that Anthony Richardson, which forgot about him, Anthony Richardson doesn't just come out and ball out with the Colts. We'll see what happens there next year. But NFC South is literally up for grabs anymore. So we'll see what happens.
Which
Yeah, we'll
steakhouse?
definitely come up with something next season to run a bet on.
But yeah, I gotta take out to get a steak. Just
Yeah.
thinking somewhere nice.
Like Denny's, Flying J.
No,
Denny's
like
or Flying J.
Bob Evans. I was thinking like Bob Evans.
Oh, he was thinking more like his kitchen. He's just gonna do it himself.
I got Dr. Pepper for you.
You have Dr. Pepper?
Anything for you, Gypsy Rose.
Fire Flacco fan since 13, or I'm an idiot,
13.
23.
23.
Isn't it crazy to think that Flacco hasn't been in the playoffs since 2015?
Damn, it
This
has.
is the longest span of time between a quarterback or I think any player's last playoff appearance to their most recent. That's like 9 years.
And he has what, the most playoff wins in
The
the
most wild, the most
AFC?
road, either road or road wild card or wild card wins, but yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's gonna be something. I mean, there was reports that Flacco was saying to the team, in 5 weeks you guys will be experiencing something you've never experienced before, or something along the lines of that. And I really hope that that's true. I think, he's the type of guy that's confident, not cocky, and I think that he has what it takes to take this team all the way. And I think, much like Michigan, as we didn't mention on this episode, we mentioned on the deleted episode, but much like this Michigan team who was apparently destined to win, I think that this Cleveland Browns team is destined to win as well. I think that this playoffs is going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to win it all. It'd be a dream to see our team win.
Only difference is we're not a bunch of cheaters. We
And
burned down that.
only difference is I would have liked to have seen Nick Chubb play.
Yeah.
Dude. Could you imagine if that happens, that Sherman Williams building is gonna be, they're gonna have to rebuild the whole thing because they're gonna burn it down.
Is this,
Why
let's just
Sherman Williams?
that brand new one, because you could get in it pretty easily, probably. Just gotta jump over a couple of fences, maybe just get after it, start a riot.
Gonna be people climbing the KeyBank Tower.
Brandon, put a poll up on this episode. At the end of this episode, go to the poll if you're on Spotify. Is this Browns' potential Super Bowl bigger than the Cavs winning the 2016 finals?
100%.
Hey, I like that.
Would the Browns winning the Super Bowl be bigger than the
I think
2016 finals?
it has a lot to do with how they do it, Let's see the storyline play out. Because, like, that storyline with the Cavs is nuts, Like, if they go beat the shit out of the Texans and then go and play the Ravens and, like, beat them in some crazy overtime game, and then next thing you know, they're playing the let's
It'll be
see, I'll
the
pick
Bills.
someone else.
It'll be the
Yeah, the Bills, and then we're playing them in Buffalo, and we just take them out behind the woodshed, and we just absolutely dismantle them as well. And then we walk into the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. I'm gonna have a sweet comps, and we're just hide, doing, keep it moving, run through whoever that is too. And then it's just,
If the Browns go to the Super Bowl, are we making an emergency trip to Vegas?
I'm planning on it already.
What's the date? I could check if I got that weekend comps.
February 10th.
All right, well, one moment.
February 11th.
All right, hold on just a minute. I think I had an offer for some, like, something. Let me check here. Give me just a moment. Pull up my little calendar here.
I mean, at this point,
I wish the tickets weren't 10 grand, but.
Well, we don't got to go to the game.
Yeah, yeah, no. I just want to go to the events.
No, we go to the
I
game.
I want to be there and be a degenerate.
We take $1,000 out and get in an absolute heater and run it up to like 700,000, and then we buy a suite.
I can't wait to post this on my story this weekend.
Oh yeah, so what is that? February? Oh no, that's 11th. March.
February 11th.
Yeah, you can't get that comped. I mean, I got a good discount on it, but it's not comped. I only do stuff that's free with casinos.
That's fine.
We'll other than feed slot machines.
We'll go another time.
Alrighty, gentlemen, we all set here?
Yeah, yes, sir.
All set. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you leave a like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on whatever platform that you guys listen to our episodes on, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, whatever it may be. And then leave a comment on what you're most excited for in this playoffs and who you think is going to be the winner. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and let Dylan close it out.
Make sure you gamble responsibly. Enjoy the Super Wild Card weekend. Please, for the love of God, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It took us almost a month to get the lad back from the Oklahoma casino. He's back. Our sweet boy is back. He's bull blitzing. It is time to be profitable. Time to see green. Whatever you do, just remember that tomorrow you could be 100 times richer than you were today. Remember that you are only one leg away from winning that $1 million parlay. Don't give up. Love you guys.
God bless.